When I was a little kid, when I was 7 years old, I found Trilogy in my parents' record collection. At that time, I had no understanding of what progressive rock was or anything like that. But that album was just very beautiful to me. You know, it affected me really deeply, and it turned the living room into another place. When I would turn on that album, all of a sudden, the living room became this really colorful place with air really thick, and you know, that record made everything beautiful, the warmth in the sound of his voice, I remember being deeply affected by, as well as all the textures and sounds on the record and all the beautiful melodies. So that record is definitely one of my first records that ever really deeply had an effect on me. And then and I guess my ear had kind of been prepped for it because my dad was a classical pianist, so I guess that's why it didn't sound strange to me or anything, you know, but it just sounded beautiful. And then as I became a musician when I got older, and King Crimson ended up being something I came across, I guess, when I was around 12 or 13, and in the Court of the Crimson King, when I purchased that album ended up also being one of my favorite records, and especially in the last 4 years or so, I remember when we were making the By the Way record, I made Rick Rubin listen to the song Epitaph. I made him listen to it like we were in my car, and I think I just played it over and over like four times while he was in the car. Just Rick doesn't listen to that kind of music, but he could appreciate what an amazing song it was and what an incredible vocal it was and how incredible the Mellotron in it is and all that stuff. And basically throughout the whole period of By the Way and throughout the period of my solo record Shadows Fly With People, Emerson, Lake and Palmer was something that I'd listened to pretty much every single day. And definitely at the time of Shadows Fly With People, Greg Lake's voice was... I studied singing with somebody, a guy named Ron Anderson, and it changed the way that I listened to other singers. And for me, Greg Lake seemed like he was somebody who was singing in a way that I could apply all these things that I was learning to hearing that he was using some of these same techniques and things. For me, just listening to it, aside from being really rewarding musical experience, it was also, I really learned a lot from him just as a singer, you know.